KGMI Entertainment News.
Well, yesterday in the great city of Boston was the Boston Marathon. Runner Cisse Lema of Ethiopia won the marathon yesterday. Helen Obiri repeated as the women's champion this year. Tens of thousands of fans, much like this woman, turned out to watch the race.
I remember watching it last year and telling my friends, I was like, I want to be a part of this somehow. I want to be involved in this atmosphere.
It also marked a somber anniversary yesterday, the race being held on April 15th. As you might recall, in 2013, on April 15th was the infamous Boston Marathon bombing that killed a number of people and injured hundreds of others. Still a great turnout for the marathon. They even acknowledged the anniversary of the bombing back in 2013 in a very heartfelt, wonderful moment. And the spirit of the marathon clearly still lives on with these winners.
Oh, of course, the third Monday of April is the most important day in Boston. It is the marathon and the infamous day there with that marathon bombings back in 2013 as well. It's also Patriots Day, which is a holiday in Massachusetts that commemorates the first battles of the American Revolutionary War. So it's a great day to be in Boston. It all kicks off with a wheelchair race, though. They didn't mention the winner of that one. Switzerland's Marcel Hug. He won for the seventh time in a row. Finishing in about 1 hour. So they really roll down the course quickly on those wheelchairs. It's pretty spectacular to watch. Some really famous people actually ran it this year. Zdeno Chara, the Boston Bruins legend. Vancouver Canucks fans will recognize that name. Sorry about that, Canucks fans. But yeah, he ran it. He's 6'9". He's from Slovakia. Finished in 3 hours and 30 minutes. A couple of survivors from the Boston Marathon bombings. Dave Fortier, he ran it again this year. And Henry Richard, whose younger brother died in the Boston Marathon bombings, also ran again. And Meb Keflezighi. Remember that name?
I can't say I do.
If you lived in Boston, you would. Oh, okay. He won it in 2014. He was the first American to win the Boston Marathon since 1983. So that was a really nice way to commemorate that first anniversary of the marathon bombings there. So really cool stuff. It's always fun to look to this one. And it really is the greatest marathon, I think, in the U.S.
There we go. As for the rest of us, we'll be going in early June. For those of us joining us on the Cape Cod and the Islands Tour trip, June 1st through the 7th. Of course, we'll have more details on that as June approaches. But if you're feeling like going somewhere abroad, maybe some of you are feeling that Olympic spirit start to rile up. We were just talking about this in Around the World. The Olympic flame was lit at the birthplace of the Games in Greece early this morning in a ceremony that was rich with ancient traditions. It launched the torch relay, which will culminate in Paris on July 26th. Here's a little bit of sound from the ceremony. Yep, that's the flame a-roaring and the crowd quietly cheering in the background. It'll be carried over 3,000 miles on its way to Paris this summer. Spectators watched in amazement and offered up, again, that minimal applause as the torchbearer made his way through the crowd. It was interesting. I was reading about the torch ceremony a little bit earlier before the show started up today, and every single iteration of the torch ceremony has been altered just ever so slightly because historians and folks of the modern era aren't really sure how to recreate the ceremonies as they were back in ancient Olympia. So every iteration of the torch-bearing ceremony is always going to have a little bit of hint of something different to it.
That's true for the games as well. It's going to be great to see these in Paris. There's a new competition this year, breakdancing,
yes,
a.k.a. breaking. So they'll have solo battles, and the breakers will improvise to DJ's tracks. That should be really cool. Also, I'm looking forward to the surfing competition because that'll take place 10,000 miles away from Paris in Tahiti, of course, French Polynesia. So that'll be a lot of fun to watch. So should be a cool, fun Summer Olympics. I'm excited.
I'm sure the rest of us are super stoked about the Olympics. Folks in Paris, though, maybe are just waiting for this all to get over with so that they can get about their day-to-day business. But I digress. We'll get to more in sports in just a moment.